Okay, it is our pre-show. It's time for the pre-show here for Friday, right? Is this right? Is that right? Yeah, Friday. Okay. What is the spot? We got a spot. Let me look it up. God damn it. Well, I'll find it. Never mind. We do have a commercial that goes on the tail end. Now, I got a, I noticed today on the BSBs and more. Oh, and I promised to do a fucking chat for tomorrow night, didn't I? Jesus, or for tonight. Holy Christ. Better get a couple of bottles of tequila for that one, Phil. All right, now, here, what am I doing? Okay, here, me. Oh, you. Okay, young Naomi Reagan had an idea for us. What's the date on that thing, Naomi? Let me see. I thought it was very funny. It was I think it was August 17 of 2017. It was Bob Green's very first Bob Green Today Show. And I thought it was I shouldn't say it was a fucking riot, but it was interesting to hear Bob. Yeah, it was pretty funny, actually. It was interesting to hear Bob doing his first Bob Green Today Show and the general sitting off to his side being extremely skeptical about the whole damn thing. So I thought I'd roll that, but let me just get into our archives here first. How you guys doing? Did you have a good day? I had a pretty decent day. A lot of auditions coming in. The AI thing, one of these days when I have enough time, I'll explain to you guys what my thoughts are on AI and how it's affecting those of us who do voice work for a living. And you know, my primary voice work now is this podcast. I have a variety of sources of income, but when it comes to voice work, this here is it, man. And it's very weird. And you do have the sense that they're trying to fuck with you, that you know, not they, I don't mean my agent or anything. I'm talking about a lot of the producers are trying to get away with bloody fucking murder of some of this shit. All right, where are we at? Because I know it's Bob Green. Where is Bob? 2017, Bob Green. By the way, we're watching, we're back on season 7 of Drive to Survive. It's fucking great. You know, I grew up, where the hell is this goddamn thing at? Where's Bob Green's kisser? I grew up watching Formula One with my father. He was a real big fan of it. And so we did not only watch Formula One, but on television, but when we could, because in those days, you know, they didn't really have the races on TV. They were on Wide World of Sports. ABC's Wide World of Sports was the one that gave you all of these shows. They gave you the European sports, whether it was Irish football or soccer or a Grand Prix, anything they didn't show in the United States, ABC's Wide World of Sports would have it. First time I ever saw Irish football, which I thought was fucking awesome, was on ABC's Wide World of Sports. Irish football is a version, well, Irish football and Australian rules football are similar in that you run with the ball, you kick the fucking ball, and you're heading toward a goal line. It appears that Irish football has am I right about this to say that Irish football's, the athletes are a bit more spry, a little less tall, because in Australian rules football, it counts to have height, because they bounce the ball up off of a pad and you got to leap for it. So it appears to you score points on catching passes and you have to sky over every other guy to get it. So you see really tall Australian rules football players. Irish football looks similar because you're running down the field, you're kicking the ball, you're throwing the ball, you're getting it, you're kicking it through the goal or you're kicking it through a goalpost or kicking it into the goal itself. But the field in Australian rules football is round, or maybe it's oval-shaped. And in Irish football, it's rectangle, like our regular football field. It's goofy, man. But anyway, I was turned on to all these sports by ABC's Wide World of Sports back when they had it. Do they still even have that fucking show? It was pretty cool to watch when you're a kid and you're going, hey, what the fuck is this? In fact, it was the first time I saw they had the Canadian Football League Championship game. They had the Grey Cup. Never saw it before in my life, and there it was. And I remember thinking, all these guys are from America. Every goddamn player was an American football player. Until I think the CFL, well, maybe they had the rule back then where you had to have a certain percentage of Canadian players. All right, enough of this bullshit. Bob Green debuts his new podcast, Bob Green Today, with his co-host, General Galen Shaw. This ought to be really funny. Okay, let's check it out, baby.